Toothless. Scene 4. The Park. Part 4. Albrecht was still cursing at Franklin through his toothbrush as he finished crossing the water and stepped onto the grass. His frustration halted as he realized a system message indicating success scrolled past his vision. The mortician removed the toothbrush from his mouth. "Curly, did you see this message?" Curly, with both feet on dry ground, had turned to help Bizarria out of the water.
"Come on, man. You know I hate looking at those numbers."
"But there was a message about Zavata. What did it say about Zavata?"
"Bizarria, dexterity, versus water, pull. 1 versus 4. Bizarria fails."
"Oh, no! No!"
Bizarria yelled as she was suddenly swept into the depthless abyss of the haunted underwaters. Her grasp reflexively tightened on Curly's hand as she felt her feet being swept in.
"Quick!"
Curly nearly lost his footing as Bizarria pulled him into the water.
"Grab onto me!"
Albrecht grabbed Curly by the waist and pulled while Curly used both hands to hold onto the Magi.
Teamwork roll. Albrecht, nimbleness. 4. Curly, strength. 5. Teamwork succeeds.
They heaved, pulled, and Bizarria flew out of the underwater's grasp. They all fell into a heap on the dry ground, breathless but grateful that no one was sucked into the abyss. Curly guffawed as he stood up while Albrecht brushed blades of grass off his toothbrush. Bizarria rolled onto all fours and looked up. The stack of dusty old cars was before her. Tucked in a dark crevice of the car stack were a pair of dim headlights staring at her. The headlights blinked.
"No!"
Bizarria immediately launched off the ground and ran.
"Run!"
The Magi ran past the car stack to a path that turned right and disappeared into the darkness. Albrecht did not run. Once, he held a degree of fear and anxiety at meeting these monsters. But now, he was filled with anger. That anger became a force that drove Albrecht to charge for the dim-lit eyes. Clamping tightly onto the toothbrush in his mouth, Albrecht pulled the scalpel from his toolkit and stabbed at the nearest blinking light while crying out in rage. The system indicated success, and a light was extinguished as Albrecht plunged his scalpel deep into the shadow. A high-pitched squeal of agony responded from the dark crevice. Albrecht reveled in his successful hit and pulled back to attack again.
Gremlin, tackle, versus Albrecht, intelligent dodge. 3 versus 9. Albrecht demonstrates exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action.
The mortician instinctively took another step back and easily sidestepped his assailant. The gremlin tumbled over the ground and rolled onto its feet behind Albrecht, ready for another chance to attack.
"Don't do it! Don't do it!"
Curly waved a finger, warning another pair of blinking eyes that appeared from higher shadows in the car stack. The cowboy's other hand instinctively went to his pistol as he backed away, still waving his finger. Something large and soft, yet bristly, pushed back in his cautious retreat. He pushed a little more against the thing, then felt the creeping, crawling sensation of hundreds of small, angry yellow bugs quickly infesting his back.
Bugs, bite, versus Curly, dexterity. 1 versus 3. Curly succeeds.
Curly hooted and hollered, flailed his arms, and jumped far away from the hedge wall, rolling on the ground and beating any part of his body that his fist and hat could reach. He felt the crunch of tiny bugs squished in his shirt as he rolled across the ground, prompting him to continue beating his body with hat and hand. He was still on the ground, desperately rolling out the sensation of hundreds of little insects crawling across his back, when the screaming gremlin charged. The cowboy rolled and kicked the charging gremlin right over him. The system message scrolled success as Curly grimaced through the twitching, crawling sensations that skittered across his back. The cowboy reared his legs back, then kicked himself upright as the gremlin got to its feet and charged again.
"You're a fast one!"
Curly leaned back, then swept his leg around, spinning his whole body to deliver a powerful roundhouse kick. Gremlin, tackle, versus Curly, heel kick. 2 versus 7. Curly demonstrated exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action. Curly's foot connected perfectly with the charging monster, and the gremlin's tongue lolled out as it suddenly tumbled head over feet toward the hedge wall. Curly maintained his advantage and ran after the tumbling gremlin for another attack. Success scrolled across his vision as Curly ran forward and punted the gremlin. The kick landed squarely in the center of the dizzied monster, sending it flying deep into the hedge wall. Yellow iridescent bugs swarmed the little monster as it screamed and flailed uselessly. The gremlin in the hedge wall became covered in glittering, shiny yellow chitin. Curly slowly stepped back from the dark dust that floated out of the hole, frowning at the deeply disturbing sight.
"It's like those buggy beetles from that mummy movie."
Dust spewed from the sliced neck of the gremlin that Albrecht successfully vanquished, while another squeal of bloodthirsty excitement burst from above. The gremlin dove straight for Albrecht, happily baring its shiny metallic razor teeth and claws. Gremlin, tackle, versus Albrecht intelligent dodge. 3 versus 10. Albrecht demonstrates exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action. Albrecht moved over and let the gremlin faceplant into the ground. It remained prone and motionless as Albrecht pressed his advantage. Success appeared as his scalpel plunged deep into the gremlin, causing it to scream and writhe in pain. Albrecht gritted his toothbrush and held the scalpel firmly before slicing across to finish his attack. The gremlin rolled over but refused to die. It sluggishly reached out for another attack, which Albrecht successfully evaded as he shoved the gremlin off to the side. Another successful cut of the scalpel, and the ball of fur fell against a rusted, bent fender, its mouth agape, tongue hanging out, and the light gone from its eyes. Dark dust bled out of the wounds and swirled away in the air. The cowboy strode over to Albrecht's freshly deceased gremlin and kicked it a few times, rolling it next to the pool they recently crossed and leaving a trail of dust along the way.
"A landmark to help us know where we've been," Curly said with a grin.
The gremlin's arm flopped into the shallow pool as its dust-bleeding body rested at the water's edge.
"Or should I say, a lame mark?"
"That is a terrible joke."
Albrecht was also grinning. The mortician quickly took inventory of their surroundings, noticing that dim, glowing eyes were not watching him from the car stack shadows, and thin dust trails floated away from the deceased gremlins on an unfelt breeze. Albrecht motioned to the eerily quiet car stack with his thumb.
"I think we need to get away from here."
As the dust floated past the mortician, a faint wail was felt beyond the light of the toothbrush. Sensations of icy death chilled down Albrecht's spine, and he shuddered as he knew the whispers were awakened.
"We've got to go, now. There are Franklin and Bez."
Speed and the thrill of the race were traits that Franklin latched onto to combat the manic fear that was threatening to overcome his senses. He growled loudly against the intrusive thought, not wanting to admit the comfort and stability those memories could provide. The medical examiner knew these terrible lights from the car stack would have attacked if he had stayed. However, he refused to tempt the fate of any water so soon after crossing, so he ran where the hedge wall led him. He had rounded a corner that took him down a stray path and stopped at a T-intersection. He jogged in place, catching a quick breath to consider which direction he should go. Commotion. Something was following him. It was racing down the passage he had come from. Franklin froze with indecision, wanting to run both left and right simultaneously, but was immediately disinclined to attempt such a disturbing skill. Bizaria the Magi nearly collided with Franklin as she came barreling down the path, panting and wild-eyed. Franklin grabbed the fear-filled Magi and held her with extended arms. She was breathless,
unable to speak, but still she tried. "I'm going left," the doctor said, pointing at his direction of travel. He then ran into the darkness without further preamble. Bizarria gasped for air, reaching into the thickness of night where Franklin had stood. She was too breathless to call out for him, but shuffled in the direction the doctor had pointed, struggling to catch her breath. Franklin skidded to a halt as the path suddenly turned, nearly running into a bug-infested hedge wall that now stood before him. It was challenging to race through the maze when he could only see at arm's length of dim light, but Franklin was determined to find an escape. The marathoner jogged around the bend and quickly picked up speed again. Nearly as soon as he caught his sprinting rhythm, Franklin panicked.
Franklin, stamina. 2. Failure. Difficult DT.
The medical examiner fell on his back and slid across the green grass, desperately attempting to stop. Franklin slid to a halt just under the apparition that hovered in the middle of his path. The spirit floated, motionless, except for small tatters of cloth waving in an unfelt breeze. Franklin saw his breath exhale in a white cloud against the chill of the spirit's deathly aura. He stopped breathing, hoping the ghost hadn't been disturbed. The apparition tilted its head slightly. The long curtain of black hair parted, revealing a dark, empty, abysmal eye that stared into Franklin's soul. The ghost moved its arm and extended a long, bony finger, pointing at Franklin. Then let out a terrible wail that washed the doctor's core with ice. He scrambled onto all fours, slipping against the grass as he struggled to get to his feet and run back the way he had come. Bizarria was breathing hard as she came to the turn in the path. She slumped to a stop in the corner, straining to capture the air her lungs so vehemently demanded. It appeared the only way to go was left. She hoped that Franklin was not too far ahead when he suddenly burst into her small field of light. "Move! Move!" Franklin cried out frantically as he tried to get around Bizarria. "Go back!" The darkness was disorienting, and the two tumbled backward in Franklin's haste to escape. Bizarria hopped back to her feet, but Franklin was still on the ground. On his back, the doctor moved his appendages uncoordinatedly to scoot back across the ground while one hand remained up for protection. The whispered ghost floated into Franklin's light, towering over the supine doctor. It reached out with an extended arm. Tendrils of cold death whipped gently from the tip of its grasp.
Whisper, siphon, versus Franklin, stamina. 3 versus 2. Franklin fails. 1 mental moxie strike inflicted.
Franklin felt the icy fingers latch across his face and head as he became locked in the apparition's siphon. The spirit floated at an angle without bending its back, bringing its face close to Franklin's. He could see the intricate lines of death etched in the dead skin that rimmed its mouth. Then, the whisper slowly inhaled. Powerless in the ghost's grasp, Franklin exhaled a terrifying cry of ice and terror as life was siphoned from his soul. Bizarria saw the horror unfold before her. Some innate protective impulse took over, and the Magi let loose a throwing knife from within her jacket.
Bizarria, throwing knives, versus Whisper, ethereal form. 8 versus 2. Bizarria demonstrates exceptional success, +1 modifier to next action.
Bizarria's throwing knives glistened in the dim light shared by her and Franklin. She let out a yell, but not one for entertainment as she often did before. Instead, this was a war cry of defiance against death itself. The knife struck true. The spirit violently separated from Franklin, spun and wailed in anguish, then imploded in the air. All was quiet. Only the humming of the bugs surrounded them, and a few strands of ethereal remnants floated where the spirit had been. Bizarria stood in disbelief, her arm still extended from releasing the knife.
"It worked!"
She jumped and clapped, then quickly covered her mouth to contain the noise of her excitement. The Magi hummed giddily as she bent over to check on Franklin. The doctor was still lying supine, looking half dead on the ground.
"You okay?"
Franklin was pale and disheveled. His eyes were wide and pupils small. His movements were short and sharp. He attempted to sit up and blinked several times before coming to a realization of where he was. "I'm a little confused." Hesitantly, the doctor attempted to wave away Bess's worries and gave her a thumbs up. She smiled and put her arm around him for support. "We need to stick together. Come on." The medical examiner did not argue. Bez helped Franklin get to his feet and turned to face the path they'd come from. Together, they walked back down the path to find their friends.
"Did you see which way they went?" asked Curly.
Albrecht looked to his left and right, waving his toothbrush as he looked.
"I know they didn't go across the puddle."
"Okay." Curly was also scanning the area. "They probably ran away from the gremlins. So..."
The security guard quickly walked forward a few paces outside the green bubble of light, then halted unexpectedly.
"Well, there's a wall here."
Curly hummed as he followed the wall.
"Aha!"
Albrecht caught up to the cowboy, and they walked down the passage together. The passage eventually led to a T-intersection, and Albrecht walked toward the right to inspect what was in that direction. The path to the right opened to a small clearing. In that clearing, the green light revealed another car stack. Albrecht quickly turned around and walked down the left path.
"No, not dealing with that. Nope, nope, and nope."
Curly echoed as he followed closely behind the mortician. A few paces down the left passage, Franklin and Bizarria stepped into the toothbrush's bubble of light. The Magi still had the medical examiner's arm over her shoulder.
"Ghosts everywhere."
The doctor stood wearily. His torn, sleeveless designer shirt was hanging off his frame, and his tailored pants were just as ragged. Thick bandages, spattered with dark, dried blood, wrapped loosely around his mended head. Still, he wore a half-smile on his pale, exhausted face. Albrecht rushed over to his weakened friend and held him tight. It was a strange sensation that caught Franklin off guard, but it was warm, welcome, and true. Bizarria and Curly joined in the embrace, all grateful to still be together in this glimmer of respite from the horror surrounding them. Curly stepped back from the embrace.
"Should we go back to the clearing, just to see if there really are munchies?"
Albrecht leaned back and looked at Curly in revulsion.
"What? Did you see any gremlins in those junk cars?"
Vexed by the cowboy's lack of couth, Albrecht walked back to the entrance of the nearby clearing without saying a word. The mortician stretched his arm out to extend the toothbrush light a little further than before. Curly followed closely and leaned over Albrecht's shoulder for a better view.
"Oh,"
the cowboy said quietly. At the edge of the toothbrush light, just beyond the car stack, Curly could see the profile of another silent ghost floating with its face in the corner of the clearing. The cowboy leaned back and massaged half his mustache between finger and thumb, mulling an idea in his head.
"Let's get it."
"No,"
Albrecht replied in a harsh whisper. He turned to go back toward the left path.
"Let's get it,"
Curly persisted as he followed Albrecht.
"Come on, let's get it. We've already taken out one of those minions." "Those minions weren't ghosts." "Come on. We could use another landmark." "No, that wasn't a gremlin back there. That was a ghost." "So?"
Upon mentioning ghost, Franklin reflexively cringed and moved closer to Albrecht's toothbrush.
"No, no, 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 no."
"Franklin, I hear you."
Albrecht calmly held his friend's hand.
"We're not going to the ghost." "I ain't afraid of no ghosts," smirked Curly.
Bizarria laughed quietly at the cowboy's jibe. Albrecht stopped moving down the left path, then turned to Franklin and Bizarria.
"What did you two see down there? Was it dangerous?"
"Say what?"
asked Bizarria.
"What did you see down there?"
Albrecht spoke slower and louder while pointing down the left path. It had been subtle, but it was unmistakable now. The humming of the bugs surrounded them and had become increasingly intense. The gentle blanket of noise that enveloped the companions had now become a smothering hum that pressed heavily on the group.
"What are you saying?" Franklin shouted, holding his ears. "I can't understand you. Was there great danger?"
"Was there a great Dane?" Franklin yelled back, wincing under the drowning hum of the bugs.
"No, there's no dog.
Was there danger?"
Curly chimed in loudly, trying to yell over the muting blanket of sound. The humming increased to the point of deafness. Everyone was yelling, but nothing could be heard beyond the noise.
"System error. Error unrecognized. Rebooting."
Silence. The friends looked at each other, not speaking, only their eyes moving. Curly's mustache was a giant bush that now covered the middle of his face. Steadily breathing, the cowboy slowly and carefully reached up and attempted to massage the handlebars back into his mustache. Closing his eyes, Curly spoke gently but firmly.
"Was there a ghost?"
"Yes, there was a ghost." His voice felt strange, and the doctor attempted to clear his throat.
"It ate part of my soul. It was not a good experience."
"I took care of it,"
Bez chimed in. "I think. I hope."
"Wait."
Curly paused mid-mustache massage and peered at Franklin.
"So, ghosts can eat your soul?"
"Apparently," Franklin shuddered,
"because I am missing like half of mine."
"Well, I'm glad we didn't go after that other one back yonder."
The cowboy continued his mustache massage and looked at Albert.
"I think I'm kind of afraid of ghosts now."
"Yeah."
Franklin could not stop shivering. Albrecht frowned and scratched his head and thought,
"Should we do anything about what just happened with the noise?"
"Nope," answered Curly. "Nothing we can do. Let's just get moving."
"Right,"
Albrecht turned to Franklin.
"I think we should go the way you two just came from because there's not a ghost over there."
"Not anymore,"
interjected Bez.
"Yeah, well, I know there's a ghost behind us. So..."
A loud, razor-toothed squeal cut through the darkness, and a one-eyed gremlin lunged into the light of the toothbrush.
Gremlin, tackle, versus Curly, heel kick. 4-6. Curly succeeds.
Curly was quick with his feet and kicked the gremlin off its trajectory.
"What the hell is a munchie doing so far from its junky cars?"
The gremlin rolled in the grass and bounced back to its feet. It growled and squealed, baring its sharp, metallic teeth. Dust was wisping out of its empty eye socket while the other eye shined with rage.
"I got it!"
Albrecht brandished his scalpel and attacked the gremlin.
Albrecht, cut, versus gremlin, dodge. 6-3. Albrecht succeeds.
Albrecht plunged his scalpel into the gremlin's other eye and smashed the back of its head into the ground. The gremlin let out a loud and terrible death squeal, flailing in place and leaking dust out of both eye sockets as it died. In response to the gremlin's death squeal, a low and threatening moan emanated from the darkness that sent chills through the four friends. The ghosts were coming.